Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we will begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star followed by one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star followed by two. If you're using speaker equipment today, please lift the handset before making your selection. Anyone who has a question may press star followed by one at this time. The first question is from Kaios Rampanou from BCR. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. Thank you for a great presentation and congratulations on this great results. And again, congratulations on the good relationship that your IR is having with the investment community. I have a couple of questions. One is a soft question, if you want, related to your marketing efforts of next year of expanding in different age range in Romania and Moldova, because we see some of your competitors that come up with products that appeals to the younger audience, and they are quite successful, especially in the lines of rosés, for instance. We see that your rosé is a premium product, but I wonder if you're doing anything to address this growing younger market. The second question would be about bottlenecking in your production facilities. Is there any area that you think can be addressed, or if there is any problem with bottlenecking? The third question, and I'm sorry, I don't want to hug the whole meeting, is about the growing inventories and receivables that we see on your balance sheet, and what is this caused by, and how do we should look at that? And finally, are you going to come to Good Wine next week in Bucharest? And if so, we'll be happy to meet. Thank you.
Okay. So thank you for the softball question. We like those. Marketing for 2019, I can always talk about marketing. It's the one of the more fun areas of my job. Yes, we have new product lines coming out in terms of targeting the younger segment. In fact, some of the emphasis and growth that we're projecting in Ceptura, in Crama Ceptura, almost directly addresses that. We are very strong in rosés. We won a lot of medals. We do this very well across the group, and we do plan on bringing this this expertise to Crama Ceptura as well. But yes, the Astrum segment and the new product segment line that's coming out, those will all be appealing to the younger, say the 20 plus crowd. Second is bottlenecks in production. We've been very good at managing this. We've put up probably 4 to 5 years now in a row of massive growth. And I think our production team has done a great job on managing bottlenecks. We do have a couple of years last year, this year, and next year with some investments in CapEx in the wineries. But we're within line of what we had projected in the prospectus. We're well in control of it. Crama Ceptura is in very good shape right now. We have some additional investments planned for Pucar and Bostavan next year. Bardar had some investments this year and is in very good shape. So in terms of bottlenecks and production, we're on top of that very well. We're constantly looking at least 5 years out at production needs, and we don't expect any problems in that area. The inventories and receivables, we spoke about that a little bit on slide 24, where you see the purchases of additional grapes. That's what's driving our inventories at the moment. So the harvest season is just finished, and as you see, we did purchase a lot of grapes this year, So our overall was a significant 50% growth. But as I said, there's basically three areas where that's going to be used. One is it does limit the need to buy bulk wine next year. Bulk wine is more expensive than grapes. Obviously, we get much better margins on wines produced from our own grapes than we do buying someone else's wine, because then we also have to pay for their infrastructure and their winemaking and so forth. So this is gonna translate into continued good margins next year, having our own grapes. The primary materials for Bardar, for the brandy distillery, Bardar, as you see, is growing really fast. We have been purchasing bulk spirits for them, and these primary inventories are looking, you know, 3, 5, and 7 years out. So we're really loading the chamber for Bardar's continued growth. And of course, you know, Porcaro's Reds, the premium red wines that are one of our, well, best margin generator for sure, and are growing very fast. It's our flagship. So we would be able to build inventories of our more mature premium reds. And good wines. Yes, we will be there next week. We'll have our stands, and our Romania team will be there with our marketing.
Thank you very much.
The next question comes from the line of Stefan Lungu from Wood & Co. Please go ahead.
Hey guys, thanks for the presentation and congrats on the results. Just a quick question on my side. Could you talk a bit more about Ceptura development, specifically in the mid-market segment, so 20 to 30 round? Thank you.
Sure, Stefan, thanks and welcome. Ceptura mid-market, so we've got the Astrum brand, which is there. It's one of our primary focus areas right now. It's a big segment, price segment, and we have a single-digit market share there in a product that has good margins. So at the moment, focusing on the growth of Astrum and growing share is part of our priorities for Ceptura this year and next year. We've put quite a bit of investment into advertising, as you see in the marketing and sales. We've also been pushing listings to try to get them on the shelf in different retail chains. And Astrum is actually one of the future growth drivers that we see. We do not have a product in the 25 Rhone range, and that's something that we are aware of and are working on. We do expect to see a product out next year in that range. It's a big opportunity for us. Very good margins there. It's still a pretty big segment, bigger than the premium segment where Magnus occupies the market, the shelf. So we have products in development there, and that we'll see both of those in the market and growing next year.
Thanks very much. No, that was very helpful. I think that's all from my side.
Okay.
As a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press star followed by one on your telephone. The next question comes from the line of Caitlin Diaconu from Raiffeisen Bank. Please go ahead.
Hello, everyone. So I have three questions. The first one would be, what are the problems right now in Moldova? Just to better understand a bit why there are some weaker growth margins in sales in the home market. The second one would be if you can comment or give some more color on the recent rumors regarding a potential M&A with Casa de Vinuri Huș. And the third one would be related to financial losses. So how much were the FX losses, FX-related losses, just in the third quarter? So not in the year-to-date numbers, but just in the third quarter. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, so let's start with Moldova. As I said, we're in a transition moment at the with our distribution in Moldova. I'd say we've grown tremendously fast in the past 3 to 4 years. We've outpaced our distributor, and it's necessary for us to enhance our distribution in Moldova. So we're developing that this year. It's something going on right now, but as with anything else where there's logistics involved, it's a moving target, and we don't exclude the possibility that we're going to miss a couple of deliveries this year in the fourth quarter. In long term, it's going to put us in a much stronger position. We're developing a platform that's going to give us a much better growth going forward. But it's an implementation of a complex process. So it's a necessity driven from the fact that we have actually attained a whole new level from where we were, say, 4 years ago. And it's just part of our evolution. You mentioned Hoosh. Kramla Husha, I think the legal name is Speed SRL. So we took a hard look at Speed at Hoosh over the summer. We had even at one point asked the courts for a postponement of their bankruptcy to take a really deep look at them. There's no secret there. I think that's publicly available information. And we did take a good look. In the end, with our evaluation, we understood that there was not a restructuring of Speed that made sense for us, at least, and we stepped back from that. We are not going to restructure Speed or Kramla Husha. Obviously, there was some press about that. We did not comment. They were in the process of bankruptcy, and you can understand it would not have been appropriate for us to make any public statements around our view of their potential future. They entered into bankruptcy officially last week in the courts, so we wouldn't be prejudicing anybody by saying that we didn't see a restructuring possibility for them. It's already done, and they're already in bankruptcy. That said, we liked a lot of what we saw in terms of their assets and production. We'll probably take another look at the asset sales during the bankruptcy liquidation. We're interested still, but as of an acquisition of Speed SRL and a restructuring, that's not going to happen. They're already in bankruptcy. The third question about Forex losses, I'm going to pass over to Victor Arapan, our CFO.
Okay, our finance costs in Q3, as I understood, this is was the question. Namely, in Q3, we had 2 million finance costs, 2 million RON, but almost all of them represent interest and loan related fees. So the Forex loss, we didn't have a big impact from changing in exchange rates in Q3. The currency was very stable comparing with end of June 2018, and the significant increase in finance cost in Q3 is mainly that in Q3 we always arrange in July and in August, we arranged new loans both in Romania and in Moldova to be prepared for big harvesting campaign and acquisition of grapes.
Thank you. That's it for me.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star followed by one on your telephone. There are no further questions at this time, and I would like to hand back to John Maximchuk for closing comments. Please go ahead.